Dr. Linda Jackson-Burrs has had a lifelong interest in how people overcome fear. She is a professor, consultant, and author of the book, The Fruits of Inclusion. Burrs' uncle, Maceo Snipes, became the first person of color to vote in Taylor County, Georgia in 1946. Burrs was eager to tell her son, Damian Tyrone Burrs, how that event shaped her life.
I believe I stand on the very, very, very broad shoulders of a lot of people, especially my dad, but also of my maternal grandmother's brother, Maceo Snipes. This was a man who's a World War II veteran who had fought for his country in the South Pacific, came home to Taylor County, Georgia in 1946, and felt that since he had fought for his country, he had the right to vote in the Georgia state primary. Now, in those days, there were a lot of African Americans who could not do what they really wanted to do, and those who were afraid to try or to do it didn't. But this man knew the risk he was taking, and he voted that July of 1946. And as a result of that vote, three men came to his home that night, and they shot him. Now, he didn't die immediately. His mother came outside where he had been shot, and they had to walk like 3 miles to get him to the home of the people whose land they were sharecropping, who then put him in their vehicle and took him to his uncle's because they weren't going to take him to the hospital. So by the time he had gotten to the hospital, he had lost a great deal of blood. They took the bullets out, but they claimed they didn't have black blood, and they didn't replace it. So he technically died of exsanguination, which is a lack of blood. So when people see me as a judge in a precinct on election day, I'm not there because, you know, ooh, I just like to, you know, be up for 14 or 15 hours. I'm there because of the sacrifice that my Uncle Maceo made so many years ago. And because he made that sacrifice, I choose to make the sacrifice for other people. My grandmother, Grandma Kate, she was a giant of a woman. Her brother had been killed. She had 7 kids. She had to sneak her children out of Georgia in the cover of night. She put them in the back of a truck, covered them with burlap and hay, and put furniture on top of them to sneak her kids out of that area to get them to safety. And in 1946, that was not easy for a woman to do. So, you know, my grandmother, Grandma Kate, has written on the slate of my life.
What words of wisdom would you like to pass on to future generations?
Future generations, the same advice I would pass on to generations that are here now, and that is we create our own reality and we get out of life what we put into it. One of the things I used to ask myself all the time is, why don't more people live up to their potential? You know, everybody's got potential. So why do so many people struggle? And the biggest challenge I have found as a, you know, I do executive coaching, business coaching, I do team coaching. I work with a lot of people across a lot of industries. And invariably, people are people. And one of the biggest challenges I find with people is they are fearful. Some people are afraid of failure. Some people are afraid of success. Regardless of what that fear is, it has been allowed to get in their way. So whether we believe we can or whether we believe we can't, either way, we're right.
Linda Jackson Burrs of Miamisburg and her son Damian Tyrone Burrs of Kettering at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by Sarah Buckingham. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.